All right, well, I'm only going to take as long as this guy did here. So I'm a tenured teacher. I've been in education for many years, many years. And I'm here tonight. It'll probably be my last night speaking in front of a group like this. I'm probably not going to be an educator as of tomorrow for what I'm going to say, and that's okay. I'm just going to tell you guys, as a history teacher, there's a lot bigger thing going on here that a lot of people are not paying attention to. Number one, no offense to any of you guys up here, but if you trust your government, your history teacher did not do their job. And I will say that. But Kathy Hochul, the way that she talked on Sunday, did you guys hear that? Saying, I need you to be my apostle.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles.
She thinks she's a god.
Yes, she does.
She needs to go.
Yes.
You don't talk to people and tell them to go be your apostles. That is Jesus' job. That is not your job, honey. That is creepy, and if that didn't put chills up your spines, I don't know what will, folks. So I'm just going to tell you, schools are actually the training ground for a lot of the agenda that the government is pushing on the children, and I'm not going to be a part of it anymore. They asked if we had a bouncer. I'll do that job. Say, I was investigated last year by the school after having zero disciplinary issues for my entire life. I was investigating because I was talking to the kids about China and the things that they're doing and how they're banning things from the internet that they don't want people to see. Sound familiar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So I told the kids only facts. I told them general knowledge. The simplest thing, like, oh, that Xi Jinping has banned the image of Winnie the Pooh because people have made the reference and he looks like him. So I was actually walked out of my school. I was told to give up my name badge, treated like a pedophile, actually. I was told not to talk to any staff members. Don't talk to anyone affiliated with the school. I had no clue, actually, what I had done other than kind of my job as a history teacher.
The truth. It's communism!
So they told me don't talk to anybody. The next day, they took my colleagues' cell phones and took pictures of, on their personal phones, my messages with my friends about what was going on with me, and they used those in the investigation against me. Brought up on formal charges of being a racist, and I was investigated, and I was let off of it. And I was walked back into my classroom and told I could still have my job the next day, only to shortly after be told that I am now being investigated for my vaccine stance because I told the children that it's a decision that they should make with their parents and with their doctors, and that their teachers should not be the ones telling them what to do. Next Tuesday, if anybody's free that day. I shouldn't say that, I guess. So I'm going to have this investigation, and I'd love for it to be made public. And I guess that's what my request is tonight. It should be made public, what they're doing to me, because this is a bigger issue. This is a bigger issue. So I want to know, where is freedom of speech? Has it died? Has it died? Because they can walk around other teachers with shirts on that say vaccinated and just brainwash those kids. They can tell them to go get the COVID vaccine, but if you have one person who says that they should think about it, you're investigated.
I've been there.
And so I'm going to walk away because I'm done being bullied. I'm done being accused of things, and I'm done. Brought in and questioned about me, and my name was, of course, dragged through the dirt. They were brought in without parental consent, and they were questioned about me. So that should concern some parents, too, because the kids were minors. I'm tired of pushing masks on the kids. I'm tired of being a tyrant, because I don't actually think the masks work. I'm tired of the social distancing and telling the parents that all this stuff is happening in schools, and then there's homecoming and the kids are taking photos right next to each other, no masks on. We're lying to parents. I've had enough. So, what you guys need to look at here is you need to go out and you need to start studying this us versus them mentality that's happening in our country. And you need to look up the 9 steps to genocide, because honestly, we're at about stage 4. So my question is, how can you guys protect teachers when the nurses just got ran out of their jobs? So I'll be mandated out because I'm not going to take their test. And I'm going to have this investigation next week, which I'm probably not even going to attend.
What school?
To be honest with you. You can find me afterwards. We'll talk about it. But what you guys need to be aware of, I'll walk away, I'll quit my job, but there is a much bigger picture going on in this state and in this country, and people need to open their eyes. About me, and my name was, of course, dragged through the dirt. They were brought in without parental consent, and they were questioned about me. So that should concern some parents, too, because the kids were minors.